Good morning. It is 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio this morning is Lisa Sadler-Hart, and she's here to talk to us about the Sitka Food Summit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, the Sitka Food Summit is coming up a week from today. It will run 6 to 9 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall. Can you tell us a bit about what this is?
Yeah, sure. So this is actually one of our final products out of the 2012 Health Summit goal to produce a community food security assessment. So what we're going to have there to offer folks is lots of data, which I get pretty excited about. Data ranging from harvest data to food cost data to food assistance data. And we'll have it all posted around the room in an interactive data walk format for folks to kind of take it in. And we're really curious to kind of get a sense from folks what they're thinking about the data as they take it in.
So you're going to make data fun.
We are working real hard to make data fun. And I know that can be a bit of a challenge, but we sure have had a lot of fun as a work group putting it together and have a real wide range of data that a lot of folks around town have assisted us in getting, from Salvation Army to the Fish and Game to Forest Service to the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. So we have lots of really good stuff. And we really want folks to kind of get a sense of where are we right now in this community when it comes to food security, both at a household level and a community level. And then maybe have people start thinking about now what. So and why is this important? So we've got a little interpretation about why we think this different information is important, but we want to now start hearing from folks about, as they interact with it, now what.
And then what will you do with that information you glean from attendees?
Yeah, so we really wanted to have this kind of ground truthing, if you will, of the information, and then to incorporate that into the final write-up of the food assessment for Sitka.
Okay, and so the food assessment, what is the ultimate purpose behind it? How will it be utilized?
That's a really great question. Well, first off, I think we need to give ourselves a lot of accolades because we're going to be one of the first communities in the state of Alaska to actually complete a food assessment. And I think what that will do is it will position us pretty well for perhaps going after particular grant money to start focusing on some of the deficits perhaps in our food system here, or to really enhance some of the assets that we find in our food system. I think people are going to come away with some surprises as they look at some of this information, and some pats on the back and some big question marks too. So we're really hoping to engage people with this information and really have people start thinking about food and, you know, where does their food come from? And do they have enough just in case we have a power outage for a length of time in the community? You know, those kinds of things. How could they perhaps increase the amount of local food that they consume to maybe decrease the carbon footprint or support local people that are trying to grow food in this town?
And so you're hoping a wide variety of people will come down to Centennial Hall, because really that's pretty critical to assessing the community's stance and considerations about food. Is you want to represent as many people as possible.
Absolutely. So, you know, the work group's been putting a lot of individual invites out to lots of folks that might be thinking about policy in our community, whether that be our city administration or the tribal council members, perhaps, and also organizational leaders that might be making policies within their own organization that might nudge up against the food issues in our community.
Well, there will be food there.
We will, yeah, and thanks to some support from the SEARCH Community Transformation Grant and diabetes programs, and also Sitka Community Hospital and the Fellowship Farm that it's run by the local food network. So we will have some, I think, a delicious spread for people to kind of munch as they do the data walk, and then they'll come together in some small groups focused on different types of data and go through some facilitated conversation about what's come up for them, what's important, what they don't want to forget, what things might have been missed.
And we have a few more minutes. Can we cycle back to the fact that this is the first community food assessment in Alaska? I mean, what are the implications of that? Do you see Sitka leading the charge in this?
We are one of the leaders when it comes to local food in the community and in the state. So It's pretty exciting. There, we do know that there's been some work done on the Kenai Peninsula that used, and actually we drew from their survey work, because the survey, our Sitka Community Food Security Survey, actually drew from the Kenai's work, and they were, though, very focused on fish and its impact in the Kenai region. We really broadened that, so we're not only looking at that kind of data in terms of fish, but also game, also foraged vegetables and fruits, as well as people who are growing food. So we're really broadening that piece. And I think it has big implications for Sitka. I think we really are considered a leader in the state. I know that my friends on the Food Policy Council for this state really look to us. You know, we get a lot of interesting questions that come through the Sitka Local Foods Network email, often asking for some advice. I know that there is some really interesting work that's being done at the regional level now that just started recently, looking at stuff going on in Southeast and how we might create perhaps a regional food economy over time here. So I think some pretty cool stuff can come out of this.
Wonderful. And community members can be a part of this on Thursday the 14th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall, and that's the Sitka Foods Summit.
Great. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Lisa, for joining me this morning.
All right.
We've been speaking with Lisa Sadler-Hart about the Sitka Foods Summit coming up on the 14th, 6 to 9 p.m. at Harrigan Centennial Hall.